I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet.
Today on Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townshend, your financial independence on this Independence Day weekend, annuities and what you need to know about them, explaining premium finance, and we say a semi-farewell to one of our own. Welcome to Saving the Investor with certified financial planner, investment advisor, and insurance professional Alfie Townshend, president of Advantage Retirement Group. He works with retirees and pre-retirees to build and protect their nest egg so they can plan with care and retire with confidence. Now, Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend.
Good morning, Southwest Florida. Another beautiful day. A little bit of rain, but this is a 4th of July weekend. And I'm in here with John in studio. And John, this is going to be a great show. Unfortunately, this is going to be one of your last shows. I'm going to have you back here all the time, but Drew Steele, like we were talking about, has is coming back in town, and he's going to be doing our show with us. It's a great opportunity for both of us. But John, I really want to thank you for everything that you've done for me. You know, if it wasn't for you, I moved back here, and you know, I just did workshops over in Maryland for years and years and years, and then when I moved here, I was doing workshops to meet new people. I never even thought about radio or TV until I met you, and that's changed my life. So I want to thank you to the bottom of my heart for that. And you made it very easy for me to do this, because I remember when we were doing the radio and you know, you were doing the opening, and that's the hardest part, I always thought, was the opening. And then but I just want you to know that you made it so easy for me. And I just want to thank you. You're one of my best friends. And then when it comes to TV, that's the funny part is I never even thought about doing TV. And then here we have your good friend, Paul Lodato. And I remember the day I was explaining your portfolio to you, and Paul was listening, and Paul said, "Man, you got to put that on TV. You're awesome." And I said, "What? What are you talking about?" And he said, "You need a TV show." And I said, "I know nothing about TV." "Oh, don't worry, John does." So, you know, Pastor John saved me again. So between the TV show, and we've done hundreds of tapings, and same with the radio. It's awesome. But, you know, we'll be playing golf every Saturday, of course, and seeing each other like we always do. But you will be filling in a lot of times. But I just want to, again, thank you for everything that you've done. You've really helped us grow this company. And, you know, with that being said, I'm really in debt for you.
Well, thanks a lot, Alfie. That's really, you know, watching you and your company grow in radio and television over the past number of years, it's been awesome to see the level of excellence that you've taken the broadcasting on radio and also on TV too. And it's going to be an awesome opportunity for Drew Steele to come back in town. And obviously he's tremendous on the radio, and he's going to take it to another level now for you and the Advantage Retirement Group. And, you know, obviously my vocation is preaching and ministering.
That's right.
Out in the marketplace. And I always love to do radio. I'm on radio on another channel every single week as well. And it's a great medium to be able to connect.
What channel are you on?
I'm on Kingdom FM. It's 91.5. Kingdom FM, and I do a half hour, you know, talk show like this each and every week, and just encourage people and teach the Bible a little bit and instruct people that way. But it's a great medium because you connect with your audience, and you're very relatable, and I knew you'd be awesome on TV and radio. Not to say that, you know, you have a face for TV and radio, which is a blessing. And when people get to see you and meet you, they see the, you know, genuineness of who you are and really the expertise that you have in the area of, you know, financial advisory capacity. And that's a blessing to the people that are listening.
And how about you do your podcast? I want you to, you know, tell the listeners out here how they can watch you in action.
Well, actually, you know, I know we're here to talk and help investors and save investors.
That's
today.
Okay.
But, you know, if you go to thefaithcenter.com, our website, thefaithcenter.com, you can, if you're interested, You could find out more about our ministry and what we do in the community. And it's very interesting because we're working with other churches as well. We just went down yesterday to Next Levels Dream Center, and we're going to be helping them out. And that's what the community really is about. And that's why you really impact the community. And I know you do great things for the sheriff's office each and every year and for different benevolent societies out in the community. We work together to be able to really lift people up. And that's the goal of what we do here, not only on the broadcast of Saving the Investor, helping people get out of the pitfalls and schemes and traps of what they get into as far as investing. You're helping them, but you also like to help people in other ways too, and that's a blessing.
Well, John, I appreciate that. And it is, you know, it is more, I just enjoy giving. You know, receiving is nice, but giving is so much nicer for me. I just like to give, and we do give back, and that's what you're supposed to do in a community like this. And, you know, we had a small community in Maryland, and I didn't really have the media that I have here to be able to do what we're doing here. So it is a whole lot. It's just a great feeling. And, John, I, again, appreciate everything. And it's not like you're not going to be on the show again filling in and stuff. But I just appreciate everything. And we have, you know, the market was a little volatile this week.
Yeah, but I think your portfolio, from what I've seen, has really weathered the storm of what was happening this week, and that's really why people need to, you know, have a stress test and sit down with you, because if you don't have those big dips, that can really make a difference in your overall returns at the end of the year, can it?
You know, so you talk about that, and I emphasize to people, my listeners, our viewers, I say you need to have everything checked out in your portfolio while the market's up now. Before it goes down, because it does go down. But why not, if you can save 20 or 30% of your downturn by having your portfolio checked out and not sacrifice returns? Does that make sense? Of course it makes sense. So if you want to find out what's inside your portfolio, if you want to find out how it will react during good times and bad times, well, good times, you know how it's reacting, but you don't know how it's going to react during bad times. So this is a great opportunity. It's called the Financial MRI. Give us a call at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or you can go to savingtheinvestor.com, and you'll get some wealth of information over there when you do go to the website. But when we get back here, we're going to talk about 4th of July a little bit and what it means, and what does Independence Day mean to you and to our listeners. We got some calls coming in, so we will talk to you real soon.
Still to come, gaining your financial independence on this Independence Day weekend. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townsend.
Hey, I love it here in Southwest Florida. You know what? This is my second home, and I know why you live here. You've been able to accumulate enough wealth to retire here. But you know what? Many retirement portfolios are exposed to way too much risk and have excessive and hidden fees. Don't lose your hard-earned savings to unnecessary fees and an unforgiving market. Alfie Townsend and Advantage Retirement Group can help. Now, Alfie is a certified financial planner who lives here in Southwest Florida. Alfie Townsend and his team understand the complexities of portfolio investing during retirement and the need for income planning to last your lifetime. So meet with Alfie in his Naples or his Fort Myers office. You can call for an appointment now. Call Alfie at 561-1155. And don't forget, listen for his program, Saving the Investor, at Saturday mornings at 9, right here on 92.5 Fox News Radio.
Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor. I'm Alfie Townsend with my co-host and great friend, John Antonucci. We're in studio live, and we are talking about Independence Day, John. And with Independence Day, we have our country is over 240 years old, and it has done so much in a short time. If you think about, you know, when we travel across the pond there, you know, how old the Europe is, and how old we are and what we have accomplished in such a short time to be the leader of the world, it is amazing.
That is an amazing accomplishment when you look at it. And obviously, our founding fathers that put together the Constitution and, you know, the equality of all people and all, obviously the independence and freedom to be able to create free markets and grow the capital out in our marketplace really has been the difference, because you look at most countries, they don't operate the same way that we do. And what they were doing for thousands of years, we were able to surpass in just a few hundred years, like you said. And we are the global leader economically, you know, politically, militarily. And it's an amazing thing that and we're just going to keep growing stronger and stronger with some of these directives that are coming out of Washington, which is going to be a great thing.
Well, you know, speaking of Washington, what's happening in Washington right now is the health care bill did not get passed. And they're still working on it, I should say. They didn't take a vote on it, which I think is good, because it's something I remember Rand Paul.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. He said it's a lot like passing a kidney stone.
Yeah.
You want to not just to get it done. You want to make sure that it's the right bill,
right?
Because the Republicans will own this bill once it gets passed.
Yeah.
And right now, the way it is right now, it is obviously, you know, going to be defunct by you know, all these insurance companies taking their money and running with it. They're not going to stay with it, because they're losing so much money right now, and because free market is not coming into play. And I think the bills that they were looking at to pass the Senate, it did not really bring in enough free market. And that's the problem. So free market wasn't, you know, they didn't try to encourage other insurance companies to come in, state cross lines and be able to buy and really go after people's business. And they want, you know, right now it's more dependent on Medicaid, Medicare. And when you start to do that and have the government funding it, it does take out free market.
Yeah, and that's been the problem. Obviously, we'd be in a better position if we weren't in the healthcare business as far as the United States government. But it is what it is. And obviously, when someone gets an entitlement, they want to continue getting that entitlement, and at the expense of everything else. I mean, the whole thing is falling through the bottom into a black hole, and it's really imploding. You know, I think the president said that Alaska's went up 200% their premium. So how can people afford that and still be able to save for retirement? It's hard to do both.
Oh, it's tough. You cannot. You know, like I said, our insurance before Obamacare was $500 a month with like a $1,500 deductible. And then it went to $900 a month. And then this year would have been $1,600 a month, a little over $1,600 a month with a $13,000 deductible. People can't afford to pay that kind of money for insurance. So something needs to be done. And, you know, I went to Medishare. So, that dropped my
and that's not even insurance.
That's not even insurance. Yeah. It's called Medishare, where you share with claims. And it's, but the thing about it is a lot of people are walking around with nothing.
Right.
Because they need to get this taken care of. I do want to tell you a little bit about our TV show, Saving the Investor. It's on every Sunday at 10 o'clock on Fox 4, right after Chris Wallace. So you can tune in to Chris Wallace right after Chris Wallace. We're on at 10 to 10:30. And then on Meet the Press from 11 to 11:30, right after Meet the Press on NBC, we are on at 11 to 11:30. And every Monday at 9 a.m., I should say 8 to 9 on the morning blend on Fox 4, local Fox 4. It's called Money Monday. And Money Monday is a segment that Fox 4 came up for us to come on the show on Mondays to talk about the market, talk about what's going on, talk about what people are thinking. And really the bottom line is you want to make sure that you are not taking unnecessary risk. And again, the market's been doing very well. And when the market does well, people have amnesia of what it did, you know, when it did bad. They just sort of forget about it. But I remember those days, you know, in 2008, 2000, 2001, 2002, people weren't opening up their statements. I would go see them and they would have their statements and it wasn't even open. I said, why aren't you opening it? It's awful. I don't want to see what it looks like. Well, before it gets to that point, you want to come in and get that financial MRI, find out what your fees are, but find out how low your portfolio can go currently.
Right. Because
you already know how high it can go right now because it's at the high. So find out how low it can go. And that's what that financial MRI does for you, to to give you that confidence, if you know what's going on inside your portfolio, that you're going to be okay when it does start to go down, because it will go down. So if you want to know and get a signed copy of my book, give us a call at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. You'll get a signed copy of my book, Keeping on the Retirement Fairway. It's a new book that just came out. We do have some openings at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse for next for this month coming up. So we have you can give us a call. If you have saved at least $500,000 or more, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, and you can come and see Drew Steele and myself at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. And we're going to be talking about how the world affairs really affect your financial affairs, the Trumponomics. It's a great, great venue. You get to see us, talk to us, ask us questions. And that's, so give us a call at 239-561-1155 and ask for really Mary on that one. And she will give you a call back to see if this is something that is for you. So, John, on this next, after this break here, I think we're going to talk about, I think we need to talk more about the health care and talk about portfolios, talk about income planning. There's so much to talk about. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Coming up, annuities and what you need to know. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend.
Sean Hannity here. Now, I've talked before about how I'm not a real big fan of the stock market, and of course, presidential change and the world unrest, well, that contributes to its volatility. Now, if there's one lesson to be learned from 2008, poor planning can create devastation to your hard-earned retirement savings. Now, don't let unforgiving markets create a perfect storm. Get a certified financial planner on your side. Now, you've heard me talk about him before. He's Southwest Florida financial planner Alfie Townshend. Now, his easy-to-understand approach resonates with retirees and those soon to retire. With time-tested, straightforward solutions, Alfie designs plans that help reduce risk and protect and to grow your assets. Now, to be better prepared than you were in 2008, you need a customized retirement income plan that is designed specifically for you today. Now, call Alfie Townshend at 561-1155, 561-1155, on the web at savingtheinvestor.com. That's savingtheinvestor.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Townshend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
This is Alfie Townshend with Saving the Investor Radio Show in studio with John Antonucci. And we've been talking about, healthcare, the healthcare bill, why it didn't pass, portfolios. But jot our number down. It's 239-561-1155. Or you can go to savingtheinvestor.com. You can watch us on TV on Fox 4 right after Chris Wallace every Sunday from 10 to 10:30. Or you can go and watch us on the next channel on NBC right after Meet the Press at from 11 to 11:30. Or, of course, you can watch us on the Morning Blend every Monday between 8 and 9. It will be on Fox 4. It's called Money Monday. So we'd love to let you know what we do, and you can see us. And you can see really how we are on TV is how we are in person. We're going to be there for you. You have questions, and people have a lot of questions. I like to talk about people's questions. We always get these questions from our listeners, and we like to take those questions and let me answer them on the air and see if it's something that you might say, you know what? And if you have a question too, you can go to our email at savingtheinvestor.com and ask us a question, and we'll try to get it over to you.
All right. Well, here's a question for you. I'm considering the purchase of an annuity with some of my savings, but the idea of losing some control of the money makes me a little bit uneasy. Do you find many people wishing that they had more control of their money after getting an annuity?
Yeah, that's one thing with an annuity. You sort of lose control with it. There are some out there that can give you 10% of your original deposit. So if you put in $250,000 after the first year, you can always take out $25,000. A lot of annuities, John, you can only take out 10% or 7% of the balance. But if you're taking out 25, 25, 25, and it gets down to like $150,000, that would only be like 7 or 10% of that $150,000. But some annuities, that that give you more accessibility, would it be 10% of your original 250? So you can still take out 25,000, even though it's down to 100,000. So you want to watch those clauses too. There's different types of annuities, John. We talk about it all the time. There's what we call the immediate annuity, where you give the insurance company, excuse me, a lump sum of money, and what they're going to do is they're going to pay you an income and for life or for a certain amount of years. That's called an immediate annuity. It like creates a pension for you. And those, and then you have the next thing is called a fixed annuity. And a fixed annuity is a lot like a CD. It's going to be more of, you know, pays you like 3%, 2.5% for a certain amount of years, 5 years. And then you can just take your money out and run or do whatever you want. You pay tax at that time, or you can roll it into another annuity. But the ones that really get the worst flack, and if you have one of these, you definitely want to give us a call, because the variable annuity is the one that really is the one that has the highest fees. It has fees typically in a neighborhood of 3.5% to 4.5% a year that you never see.
Wow.
You never see these fees, John. So, if, for example, you have $500,000 in an annuity that's 4%, that's $20,000 a year that you're not getting in growth because of the fees that you're paying to the insurance company, the fund fees, the rider fees, and all these fees that you never see. So if you have one of those, or if you're thinking about getting one, you need to give us a call so we can go over that and tell you the good, bad, the ugly.
Okay? And can you get them out of that type of annuity?
If you have one of those annuities, yes. And if you're, and this is a great time to get out of those annuities if they're, you know, close to surrender charges are done, because if you're, if you look at your statement, if you have one of those variable annuities, if you're, when you look at your statement, if your income account, that's your rider account or your death benefit account, is close, anywhere close to your cash value, it's a great time to get out. And I'm going to tell you why. Because if the market goes down, what happens is now your income account won't go down, John. Let's say it's at 500,000, but your, let's say your actual account value was at 480, but then the market went down and brought it down to 400,000. That means that you can't get out now because your income account's 500. It's not worth to get out. But if it's anywhere close to your, you know, death benefit account or income account, it's worth to take a look at. And the last annuity is what we call a fixed index annuity. It's tied to the S&P. It's tied to different indexes, but it cannot go backwards. You don't make as much as a gain, you know, of the market, but it can't go backwards. So annuities are very complicated. What I try to do when you come in is simplify them for you. You know, we will do annuity if we're going to do income replacement, that you want some guarantees, or if you need something that, if you say, you know what, I want something that is going to give me some type of 4 or 5% return, but I really don't want the market at all, then, you know, we have that for you also. But, you know, they are complicated. I've been, you know, in the insurance business, the financial business for, 34 years now. So I understand them. And when I explain it, people say, you know what, no one really explained it like that to me. You made it where I can understand them. And it is pretty complicated.
It sounds like it when you got all those different ones to look at. I mean, how do you know which one is the best for them?
Yeah, you have to really put that income plan together. And that's what we do, John. We put an income plan together. And sometimes if you already have a pension, we're not going to use an annuity at all because you already have your own annuity. But if you don't have a pension, you might want to, you know, throw one of those in with 10% of your money or 20% of your money. But the most of your money needs to be in the market to be, you know, that's a diversified portfolio. And ours, you know, you have almost 17,000 holdings now, 21 asset classes, 45 countries. This is the way to do it. So anyway, well, listen, we're coming to the next half hour, but again, 4th of July. I hope everyone has a great 4th of July weekend. It's a great time to, you know, we're going to go do the boat on Tuesday. We're going to take the boat out.
Golf.
Yeah, go play some golf, do the boat. It's just a day of friends, family, and to celebrate America. But when we get back, we have so many other things to talk about. But until, just listen to the show, and what we're going to do is talk about 4th of July some more, and then we're also going to talk about income planning. We'll be right back.
Still to come, special guest David Bach. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townsend. Today on Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend, special guest David Bach. Then we look at what premium finance is all about. And get ready, Alfie's about to release his new book, and you've got to get it. Now, Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
This is Alfie Townsend. I'm very excited about our guest that we have on our show. His name is David Bach, and David has been in the financial industry for nearly three decades, and he's author of 9 best-selling books. He's also been a guest on Oprah Winfrey's show several times and is considered one of America's most trusted financial experts. David, thanks for joining us. So glad to have you on our show. Now, as you know, the stock market's at an all-time high. Interest rates are at or near low, and lots of volatility in not just the marketplace, but global markets, numerous other things, you know, really affect how investors are reacting right now. I meet with clients all the time, and they haven't really changed their approach, even as they enter retirement. A lot of these people, David, are still investing as if they're in the accumulation phase instead of the distribution phase. And, you know, what I call that, Dave, is the harvesting phase. One thing I tell people is you already won the game. Why do you want to keep playing? And, you know, it's okay to be in the game, but not all in. And a lot of people, Dave, they're in more than they really should be. And that's, you know, really what their stomach can handle. But that's why we have to really do that that risk analysis on them.
Well, that's right. You're exactly. I mean, I love that analogy. It's true. When you've won the game, you don't necessarily need to keep playing. So what does that look like? I think, you know, the foundation of a financial plan, again, I go back to the basics. Why do people do financial plans? The number one reason they do them is they want to know they're going to be okay. When you ask them what okay means, that means they want to know they're going to have enough income to live the rest of their life. And most people who retire have no desire to cut back on their lifestyle. In fact, they have every desire to increase their lifestyle. So I think the financial plan comes back to the foundation, which is how much income do you need? Tell me what you want to go do in the next 2 or 3 years. It's great to get to run the income out the rest of your lifetime, but let's take a look at these next 2 or 3 years. Usually when you retire, you're going to go do a bunch of stuff right away. You're going to go travel. You're going to be extremely active. You're going to be more active typically right after you retire than you will be 5, 10, 15, 20 years later. A lot of that's based on health. But also a lot of that's just based on you've had things you want to do. And the first thing that happens in retirement is you now have time to go do them. So often you'll spend more money in the first few years of retirement, which is fine, provided your financial plan has been created to account for that. So take a look at how much income do you need? How are you going to generate it? Are you going to guarantee your income? How much risk do you want to take to get that income? And again, what do you really want to do in retirement? Let's really map that out. I think these are all really good financial questions to be asking yourself. And again, if you're in a relationship and you're married, these are really good questions to be doing together, because sometimes retirement can be very stressful for couples. A lot of times one spouse is retired and the other one's not, and they're not ready to all be home together and have lunch every day. So having a vision of what retirement is going to look like for the two of you and how you're going to merge and plan your lives going forward, having that conversation with a financial professional can really smooth the path and make it even easier for the two of you together to get the retirement you both want.
Now, David, besides not having a plan, what are some of the other mistakes most people make when it comes to planning for their financial future?
Yeah, so it's interesting. I just did an interview for a millennial radio show, and I said, you know, the number one mistake millennials make is that they're not saving. You know, I think the biggest mistake is not saving when you're young, not signing up for your retirement accounts at work. So often we see people, if they do use their 401k plans, they're only putting the minimum into those plans, like 3 or 4%. Often that's because somebody told them only put in until the company matches and then stop. That is a huge mistake. I will tell you the best advice you could ever be given is max out your retirement account as fast as you can. I recommend that young people put at least an hour a day of their income away. If you save 1 hour a day of your income and you're in your 20s, you will never have to worry about money for the rest of your life. You'll be in great financial shape. What happens is in our 20s, we don't think about money. In our 30s, we start to think about it. In our 40s, we worry about it. And typically in our 50s, we start to hyperventilate. So, you know, older people will always tell younger people, if I only knew then what I know now, I would have started when I was younger. So start, if you're young and you're listening, start now. The second thing I would tell you, especially for young people, is that since the recession, a lot of young people are not buying homes. You know, we are becoming an Airbnb community where we're not buying things right now. We're using things. And that can work from a lifestyle standpoint, but from an investment standpoint, it is very hard to build wealth if you're going to be a renter for the rest of your life. Home ownership is for savings. And we know in this country that homeowners are anywhere from 30 to 40 times wealthier than the average renter in America. So home ownership is really important. And for young people, saving to buy that first home, getting into your first property can be one of the most critical components of whether or not you'll build real wealth as you get older. And then the next thing comes down to, I see people just accumulating way too much debt and not paying it off. Credit card debt, still a big problem. The recession, people paid their debt off. Now with the economy coming back up again, people are building back up their credit card debt, keeping that credit card debt paid off. And then again, on mortgage debt, I recommend that people pay those mortgages off earlier, because the sooner you pay your mortgage off, if you want to retire, you have the option to retire. My clients that came to me and retired in their mid to late 50s, which is really in most cases 5 to 10 years sooner than the average person retires, the reason they could retire is because they had the mortgage paid off. And then I would say that another mistake I see is people, like you said earlier, start to approach retirement. Often they have kept their portfolios in a growth mode, which is fine up to a certain extent. But once you hit that age of retirement, it's not that you need to go from growth to sitting all in cash, but you may want to pull back on the level of risk that you're taking. And that's where you really, again, go back to looking at the asset allocation that you have, looking at how much risk you're taking, and recognize that as you get older, you're not going to have 10, 15, 20 more years to keep working. So you may not want to be quite as risky as in your 60s as you were in your 40s.
Well, David, you've toured the country and spoke to hundreds of thousands of people. What are the most common fears or misconceptions you hear when it comes to planning for their financial future?
You know, probably the biggest misperception I see, well, a couple ways. First is that financial planning is difficult. That's going to take a lot of time. It's not. You know, when I sit on stage and I tell people, look, I don't care how big of a mess you think you have, financial advisors have seen it all. I mean, I've had people come into my office and literally have 15 retirement accounts. A good financial advisor sitting down with you can help you get organized completely and create a plan, usually in 2 appointments, maybe 3 appointments max. So, you know, how long do those appointments take? Again, I'll go back to my days being a financial advisor. Our appointments took an hour. I tell people, look, you're going to come into our office in the first hour, we'll get you totally organized financially. You'll leave our office knowing where you stand financially. Maybe for the first time ever, you'll actually know what your net worth statement is. You'll know exactly where all your assets are, and you'll have some idea around the risk you're right now taking and what your fees are that you're paying. That's the first appointment. That's a lot, by the way. In the second appointment, a good financial advisor can then give you a plan that shows you how to take what you've got, make sure it lasts your lifetime, and where to invest that money so it doesn't run out. That's 2 appointments. And so what I see is that, you know, the average person will work over their lifetime somewhere between 70 to 90,000 hours. That's how many hours they'll work. And yet the idea often of taking 2 or 3 hours to work on a financial plan seems intimidating. And what I will tell anyone who's listening, if you are within 5 years of retirement or even 10 years of retirement, taking 2 or 3 hours to get your financial life organized so that you can protect yourself and your family may be the best hours you ever invest. And it's easier than you think. And in most cases, I also tell you, you're probably in better shape than you realize. Often people are richer than they realize, and you're richer than you think. You may even be closer to being able to retire than you realize. So a lot of times people who are afraid to meet with a financial planner because they think they're going to find out they have to work for the rest of their lives are often shocked to find out that they're actually much closer to being able to retire than they ever would have imagined. And that can be a really fun, positive meeting.
Those are our favorite meetings, David. When I can tell someone that comes to see me, not only will they be taken care of in retirement, but they might be able to start retirement even earlier. I know it's important that people feel comfortable with their financial advisor and understand that everyone is on the same page. Here at the Advantage Retirement Group, we will help you to create a plan that works towards your retirement goals. Give us a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Again, Thanks so much, Dave. I know your time is so important, and I'm very honored to have you on our show, and I appreciate the time you've given us.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's been great to be with you today.
And we'll have some more of Saving the Investor in a couple minutes.
Straight ahead, what's up with premium finance? Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit SavingTheInvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townsend.
This is Alfie Townsend, your TV and radio show host of Saving the Investor. In my new book, Keeping on the Retirement Fairway, I explain why it is so important not to take undue risk. When you play golf, just think how your overall score could improve if you could keep 30 to 40% more of your golf balls on the fairway. The same is true with your wealth. Let me show you how we can reduce portfolio volatility 30 to 40% without sacrificing returns. There are no mulligans in retirement, so pick up the phone and call for this all-important information. Call me at 561-1155. That's 561-1155.
Alfie Townsend of Advantage Retirement Group. Give him a call today, 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Or visit him online at savingtheinvestor.com.
Welcome back. This is our business to business segment. As a certified financial planner, you know, I always want to put the best team in place for our clients. So I'm in studio with estate planning attorney Steve Gibbs and the president of AE Life Insurance Division, Jim Bowman. And we're going to talk about something that I'm not even going to give you the name yet because I don't want you to run out and try to think you can do this because this is very, very complicated. But think about, and Jim and Steve here, as a business owner, you're setting up so much stuff with your deferred comp. You're spending a lot of money. You're making a lot of money. And you might have a lot of assets. And then someone comes to you and says, you know what? You need to have a lot of life insurance in case something happens to you for succession planning, for estate planning, and then you see these premiums and you say, holy Toledo, there's no way I'm going to do that. And Jim, this is where you specialize, and why don't you just talk a little bit about what we can do for our listeners?
Well, there's a client a while back who was really tunning it in his business. He's doing very, very well, and he was recommended to buy a significant amount of life insurance. And then he looked at the premium and said, are you kidding me? I can make 25% on my money. That money that you want me to give to that stinking insurance company, I can make 25% by reinvesting that in my business. Why would I do that? And to be honest, there wasn't a good answer at that cost. But when we went to him and said, listen, if we could find somebody to loan you the money, so you wouldn't have to put your own dollars, but you would just have to pay the interest. He went, can you do that? Is that possible? And where do you find this lender? Because what he did, he loved the value of what life insurance was going to bring to his business and his family. He loved it, but he hated the price. Sure so did. A lot of people talked about life insurance back in that day. It was discounted dollars. That's what you're buying the leverage of life insurance for. Well, he got a discount on the discount by using a bank to pay the premium.
Low interest rates, too. That helps.
Especially right now, you get some very significant low interest rates. Right now, you're looking anywhere from 3 to 4% on borrowing the money. And the banks that, Alfie, you work with, will definitely take the policy as part of the collateral, too. So depending on how it's funded and financed, there may not be very much at all collateral to be put up.
So this is something for people that either want to have. Now, Jim, let's talk about who does stuff like this. You know, it's good for people that are 21, and we have people that, you know, that you have, Jim, that are NBA basketball players, without saying names.
Right.
That said, you know what? I want to have a beautiful pension down the road that is tax-free, but I don't want to put all this money in. I want to still be able to do what I want to do, but I don't mind paying the interest on the money that I'm taking. They're taking the interest on the money. Talk about this.
Yeah, so, you know, listen, there's the money's going to be paid back So there's not a free loan from the bank and everything else. And the death benefit, which is great and very powerful, should the insured pass away prematurely, can help go pay back the loan. But the reality is we're going to let that money sit in the cash value account and grow. And at a certain time period, we're going to take the money from within the policy and pay back the lender. And we'll have enough left in the policy for that policy to go on without any other payments. And then down the road, you have a pile of cash that you can take out for income. Or what we've also seen this for, you talked about the younger people, and I know you're working on a very young, successful client right now using this strategy. But for your older clients who over 70, it's a great way to pay estate taxes and borrow the money so they're not putting dollar for dollar up for the estate taxes.
Yeah, so you could be a listener at 70 years old. You might have already sold your business, but you might have an estate tax problem. And so you can do that, and we bring Steve Gibbs in there to help with the...
Right, and I guess I could speak to that real quick. I mean, a lot of times we see people that have, you might be wondering, why would I want to get the maximum amount of insurance coverage? And, of course, you're talking about, liquidity with the estate taxes, capital gains, and all the things that it can happen. And so it's a valuable way to leverage your
and
premiums.
Increase your estate.
And increase your estate and create that liquidity that's needed to settle everything and not have all the issues, on the back end.
Now, this is a win-win. If you want to know more about this, this is a very specialized technique that is out there that we utilize because of the people that Jim knows and the companies that he knows and the connections that he has being in the insurance business for many years. So if you'd like to know more about that, we'd love to hear from you. And this could be something that could be beneficial for you and your family and your business. So give us a call at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155 or go to savingtheinvestor.com.
Coming up, Alfie gives you a sneak peek at his soon-to-be-released book. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townsend.
Sean Hannity here. Now, I've talked before about how I'm not a real big fan of the stock market. And, of course, presidential change and the world unrest, well, that contributes to its volatility. Now, if there's one lesson to be learned from 2008, poor planning can create devastation to your hard-earned retirement savings. Now, don't let unforgiving markets create a perfect storm. Get a certified financial planner on your side. Now, you've heard me talk about him before. He's Southwest Florida financial planner Alfie Townsend. Now, his easy-to-understand approach resonates with retirees and those soon to retire. With time-tested, straightforward solutions, Alfie designs plans that help reduce risk and protect and to grow your assets. Now, to be better prepared than you were in 2008, you need a customized retirement income plan that is designed specifically for you today. Now, call Alfie Townsend at 561-1155, 561-1155, on the web at savingtheinvestor.com. That's savingtheinvestor.com.
Investment advisory service. Is offered through Townsend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor. You're listening to Alfie Townsend and Mary Thompson. And the book that I just wrote is called Keeping on the Retirement Fairway, and we are giving that book away to our callers. So give us a call at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Mary, we're just telling some stories. Just think about 2006 when the market was rolling pretty good, and then all of a sudden, everything started going down, 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 down. They didn't want to do anything because it was going down. They didn't want to look at their statements. And now that's going up, 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 people are thinking that it's going to continue going up. So the thing about it is now's the time you want to do something while it's going up to see if you're in the right plan to make sure when the market does go down, you're not going to take a beating and you're going to be able to save some of the money that you made.
Right. Absolutely. And if somebody doesn't want to pick up the phone and give us a call, guess what? We have a way that you can get the book by requesting it online. If you just go to golfersguidetoretirement.com. Again, that's golfersguidetoretirement.com. You can put your information in there and we will send out a signed copy of the book to you right away. You know, there are so many reasons why people are going to love reading your book. And I've heard so many people say, Alfie, I could not put down this book. It was great. I think it's because you touch on all these different topics that are top of mind with people. And you also, in addition, weave in your personal story and why those things are so important to you as well. So, you know, whether it's taking the emotion out of investing, you know, before you were what I call a complete wealth advisor, mm-hmm. you know, you were focusing on the life insurance and just the insurance side of things. And you had a personal experience, too, where you got caught in the tech bubble. And that's when you transitioned your business over to saying, I'm going to be a complete advisor and help out my clients with every aspect of their planning. And that's when you became a certified financial planner. So you've experienced that emotion that people have. And that's why you're so good at helping to take that emotion out, because you've lived it firsthand. And your book is full of stories like that.
I did live it. That's a nightmare story. It was a good friend of mine, Mikey, that, you know, said, hey, I have a broker. This was back before I was doing portfolios. And he had this broker that was in New York, and she made a lot of his friends a lot of money and would get into IPOs, and it was all tech companies. And so I said, well, I'll give her a call. So I talked to her and gave her money, and she did very well in a few months with my money. So I gave her more money. All of a sudden, my $250,000 grew to $763,000. But then while I was on a cruise, it started tanking bad during that 2000-2001. It just started going down, 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 and there's nothing I could do. I'm on a cruise. I get back, and my 760, it was down to 300,000. Oh, well, don't worry. It will come back. And then what happened? It went down to $63,000. So the bottom line is this. I understand, and I would never, ever put my clients in a position like that. What that was speculating and gambling. And we don't do that with our clients. And we put true portfolios together. The problem with that wasn't a portfolio. That was just individual stocks. Mm-hmm. Now, there might have been many stocks, but they were all the same asset class. That's why when people come in and they say, oh, I'm diversified, and I look at it, they might have 40, 50 different companies, but they're all the same asset class. They're all large cap. And that's what I run into a lot of times, Mary, is a lot of people have the same, they're holding S&P 500, or they're holding, you know, they're not diversified. And when the S&P does good, they're going to do good. So the rising tide of the market will bring almost everything up. So they think they're invincible. And you need to get your portfolio checked out while it's high, so we can protect some of that money that you've saved and that you've earned, because you don't earn it. It's not your money until you say, I want to cash out and do something with it. So if we're looking at what you currently have, and I'm saying, look, you're taking 40% more risk than you need to for that return, you need to do something about that, you know. And if they say it does make sense to do something, then that's when it rolls over into, and now you're protecting it at that point because you're reducing your risk. So it's all about not how much you're making, is about how much you're saving a lot of times.
Right, right. And, you know, we talk a lot about golf in our book. In fact, again, the title, Keeping You on the Retirement Fairway. And, you know, people want to have a coach. If they're trying to become better in a certain area, gain a certain skill, you know, you want the golf coach, you want the whatever type of coach it is. And you're a financial coach to your clients. And you do have a story in here how, you know, knowledge is really key. And the cover of our book has a picture of a fairway on Pebble Beach.
The green on Pebble Beach. Yes, it is. So that story is pretty cool because I was fortunate enough and blessed enough to play at Pebble Beach, even though it was 25 mile an hour winds and the worst winds that the caddies seen in 10 years. It was awful winds. But that number 7 hole, it's their signature hole. It's up on a cliff, and it just overlooks the Pacific. It's just a gorgeous, the waves slashing up against the rock. And so it's about 100 yards away. You know, so I'm thinking I'm needing a 100-yard club. And he goes, no, use your 60-yard club. I said, really, 60? And I'm like questioning him. I'm saying, I'm sorry, I'm questioning. I'll use my 60. Sure enough, 60, put it on the green, two-putted, got my par. And the thing about it is, if I didn't have a coach from knowledge, and knowledge is power, and that's what I'm saying, is let us look at what you currently have so you have the knowledge. Let us educate you on what you're currently holding to see if it makes sense to make some some changes with your retirement plan, your income plan, and not just finding out what your fees are. The fees are very important to find out, you know, because that's one thing that will rob you of your returns are fees. But Mary, we had a great show today. I'm going to talk about this the last time because we're at the end of our show. But for the next 10 callers, you will receive a signed copy of my new book, Keeping You on the Retirement Fairway, plus two seats at our upcoming workshops at Ruth's Chris, where we're going to talk about how Trumponomics will affect your retirement plan and much more. These seats are definitely limited. This is for people that have saved at least $500,000 or more for retirement, but the book is for everybody that calls. So for the next 10 callers, give us a call at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. I want to just mention again, on Sunday, you can watch the TV show Saving the Investor at 10 o'clock on Fox 4 right after Chris Wallace, NBC right after 11, right after Meet the Press, the morning blend every Monday called Money Monday from 8 to 9. Put us on your DVR, listen to us on the radio. We just thank you for listening to us and watching us. Till next time, be blessed.
This has been Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. Investment advisory services offered through Townshend Advisory, a registered investment advisor.